The theme tune. Did it, did it, did do.
Oh, have you pressed record?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Oh, I forgot.
Sing me theme tune then.
Sing what?
Theme tune.
The theme tune. Hang on a minute. The theme tune.
So I'm naming this. Look who I bumped into.
Coronavirus.
Because I've just met you in the middle of a field, accidentally, in the middle of nowhere. You know, my one person.
Guess what? 2 meters away.
2 meters away. Hello. You know what?
Can you hear me?
Just about.
From over here.
Just from over there.
Oh, where we are spreading germs on it.
I don't spread a fucking germ anywhere.
Oh.
So this podcast is named Guess Who I Met. It's been, what, 6 weeks since I looked at you. That's a song, isn't it?
No.
How many weeks were it?
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. 1 week.
Bare Naked Ladies. That's what it is, though, isn't it? I knew the fucking title. I kind of knew.
I've got a game. I'm not playing it today, but... Oh. That, I know, would I like
to? So you just cut me off, start with a game that we're not going to play. Brilliant.
Where you make up 3 facts, and you've got to guess which one's true.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
What are me and you?
From this one forward, yeah. Right. You've got to make up 3 interesting facts.
Oh, two of which you might not
two
know.
Two of which will be lies, and one of which will be the truth. And we will guess.
All right, yeah, that sounds... Yeah. All right. You need to remind me of that, though.
All right. I'm just reminding you, right?
No, that... later, after today.
Oh, okay.
Because I would definitely want
to... Not on this day, you want to remind me tomorrow, yeah?
We're in the middle of a field, I've got no notepad.
Okie dokie.
Was that one of your talking points?
No, it wasn't actually. No. Why, have you got something?
Well, you've obviously got a list. I've got so much to talk about, it's been so long. We've had COVID-19. How the fuck have you not
got thousands of stories about that? And all these weeks in lockdown, I've had a disposable camera and I've been tracking it all with my disposable camera.
I'm sure you have.
And my camera got full, so I disposed of it. And now I don't know what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
That's shit, innit?
Absolutely awful.
They shouldn't sell them. Just a wank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're disposable, aren't they? Meow. Meow. Gary. Right. But we have got a lot of good stories to talk about during COVID. So obviously you know... And I'm not trying to prompt a story or anything like that. But you know, I work for a butcher shop.
You do?
I do.
I was the proprietor of that.
It's Alan Schlaschenax. So I've got quite a few stories about the things that people have asked me whilst being a butcher during COVID-19. Because obviously I'm a key worker because people need to eat meat.
And interestingly enough, I've spoke to this guy.
You have?
I've met the man.
You came for some meat one day.
I've got a little micro cassette recording of a conversation I had with him, but that's for another time. But let's talk about your time. I've been working.
Like all you fuckers that been sat on your furloughed asses.
I've been working.
Loving like, I'm not saying you. But 8.4 million people have been sat on their furloughed asses.
I know.
Taking money off the government that I've been putting into the government. Not that I hate you, I know.
Do you think dildo shops? Do you think dildo shops have been...
Well, they should be essential. More so than banana shops.
Because like people have been sat about just fucking strumming the sends off and that.
But in all fairness, they wouldn't normally have time to do that. It's a privilege, isn't it, you know?
What do you mean? They wouldn't normally have time.
Do you have time to like... Oh, why the fuck have we ended up on this already?
There's people that ain't got time to do anything, so they just fuck the sends all day. And then there's people that go to work.
But them that fuck themselves all day aren't being furloughed, are they? Because their job is fucking themselves all day. And we pay their wages anyway, so through benefits.
There's loads of people that have been going to work that can't go to work, so they've just got to sit on their arse and fuck themselves.
Right, they're taking the opportunity to fuck themselves because they've not ordinarily been allowed to do so.
And what are they using to fuck themselves?
Well, it's got to be essential, hasn't it? So,
my notebook's falling all over the place.
Your notebook's falling all over the place and ruining everything.
My diary.
He's got an old granddad fucking phone case on his phone.
It's my diary.
It's an old granddad fucking phone case on your phone.
Mr. Allen, so I can
that's fucking flapping about everywhere like a fucking bird in the wind.
A bird in the wind.
Yeah, with its fucking arms flapping everywhere. That's
the best you've come up with.
Well, what else flaps its fucking international fucking...
A fucking kite in a gimlet.
Really?
With a big wind.
And what if it hits a wall? It's done, isn't it? But that ain't... What if it hits a wall? It'll go everywhere. Yeah, but like your phone ain't doing that, is it? Your phone's flapping everywhere.
My phone was flapping and banging.
Your phone was flapping.
Carry on. What were you on about, if you can remember? I think an orgasm just walked past then.
I was talking about...
working at Arlen's Fashion Arcs.
I was talking about key workers, yeah. So, like, I work at Arlen's Fashion Arcs. Many people have been sat on their arses, feeling the privilege of doing so and for many weeks.
Arlen's Fashion Arcs proprietor of Fashion Arcs butchers. You have to provide the nation with their meat.
And people have been queuing up for fucking days for their meat that's an essential service. So vegans have not got a leg to fucking stand on, have they?
What's the favourite meat? What is the meat of the lockdown?
Bacon.
Oh, I thought it would be tomato sausage meat.
It's not, it's bacon. You're wrong.
I've been working, but I've ate more tomato sausages. I like a bacon sarmie, but I've ate more tomato sausages than I have bacon. Because I've had more barbecues. With weather being warm, I come home from work, because I'm a key worker. I go to work. I've been working all through this summer, what's been happening.
All right. Yeah. Continue.
And I've had to come home from work at 6 p.m. My family's been sat at home and I've said, hey, family and children, let's have a barbecue. So my favourite thing to have on a barbecue is tomato sausages.
Oh, I love a tomato sausage. I love those. Well, I would say that working in it for Arlen's Fashion Arcs, so it ain't just about what people buy for the barbecue, it's the fact that, actually, I'm just going to say this. There's a competitive butcher's near me in Rotherham Town Centre that have sold like 8,000 burgers and sausage sandwiches and bacon sandwiches each week during the lockdown, and that's because they've been open when no other butchers have, and that may or may not be Ray's Butchers, but it is.
But slash, I know.
And they have out butchered me. They have out butchered me.
Where they are, Sandrine, because slash, I've got my help.
Hey up. Just chop that pig in half.
I just fell off at ceiling then. Oh, I'm just on wall. Right. I've interviewed Tashinak, and has he got questionable sauces where the meat comes from? So what do you think of the burger?
Who's got questionable sauces? Alan Slashinak's got his own questionable
questions. I've met the man. I don't know. He's
but friend. Whose questions are there?
Mine.
They're your questions to Alan Slashinak's.
He's a hunter.
Well, I'm sure he is. He's a fucking butcher.
He might even be a raper.
Oh,
no, I don't
I'm
know.
Not sure how I feel yeah, about that. No.
You don't know.
But do you know?
I've met the man.
So is he a rapist? That's what I care about.
No, he's a fucking butcher. Hmm. He's got Alan Slashinak's butcher across his door, proprietor.
Well, he's not going to put Alan Slashinak's fucking rapist proprietor, is he?
Midweek rapist. Yeah.
Yeah.
You scallywag.
You're a scallywag.
What's a scallywag?
Oh, actually, what's a scallywag?
Don't know.
I think is it like an old fashioned chav?
No. I haven't done any research on it, I couldn't tell you.
Well, you're fucking asking me for any prick.
I thought I know.
Scallywag. Such a good word, though, isn't it?
You know what? Yeah, he's a scallywag. I think it's just like little bastard.
Are you just going to nominate this? Are you going to let me do some?
What?
I've got something to say.
Oh, go on then.
Wait a minute, let me find it.
Oh. All right. In the meantime, a scallywag is a little bastard.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Have you got some music to what you want to play or something?
No. I took some screenshots of some things that interested me. And do you know what? These were just tonight. So these were my notifications on my phone. If you want to continue with Scallywag story, that's absolutely fine.
I haven't got a Scallywag story.
Oh, okay. So some of the things, I mean, we've got 1,001 COVID-19 stories from Alan Shastanak's, but, you know, we can fill 500 hours with that.
You know
but
what? Fuck today, COVID-19, because we don't even know about it.
But right, that's what I'm saying. So today, the notifications on my phone were, and what I did is I took a screenshot of him without the ending, and I wanted you to fill the endings in, if that's okay.
All right, yeah.
Right, so...
Oh, this is kind of like a thing I've got with spam emails.
All right. Oh.
Go on.
Great minds think alike.
But do it.
So, one of my notifications said, Midcap Music, tonight's the night, exclamation mark, don't miss, take...
Okay, is this like Cards Against Humanity?
Well, sort of, yeah.
Right, go on then. Tonight's the night. So,
tonight's the night!
Where's the blank?
Don't miss, take...
Right, so where's the first blank?
That's it, you fill the ending.
Tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night! Loving it. Don't miss, take something.
He's loving it, isn't it?
You can put whatever you want in it, my love.
Tonight's the night! Don't miss the unscathing of the underpants.
That's alright. Oh, Twitter. Martin Lewis just tweeted, Matt, what is at?
What is at the most forefront of saving money this weekend is don't go fucking out and don't fucking spend your fucking money. Leave it in your fucking bank account and don't spend it. And the best way you can save money is to leave it in your bank account and don't fucking spend any.
I reckon that'd do a pretty good job.
Yeah.
So TikTok. TikTok. Pussycat doll, Ashley Roberts is live, ..
TikTok.
But Pussycat Doll, Ashley Roberts is live. What is she doing?
I don't even know what one of them is.
She's put a small video on. What is she doing?
Is she a robot?
She might. I think.
Oh no.
I thought her name was funny.
Pussycat She's doing an one-armed handstand, pulling her left ankle over the front of the forehead. To lift up a cocktail stick, what may be attached to a hot dog sausage, or maybe a small onion bargee, dipping it in yogurt and mint, and eating it.
Do you know what? I reckon that's probably much more funnier than what she actually did.
What did she do?
Fuck knows. I didn't look at it.
Oh, fuck it. I couldn't.
And then I've got news. I feared gang would rape me in front of a...
Kikamara.
Just KI, you can add that on. I feared gang would rape me in front of
Kim Kardashian.
Well, maybe they might. That's actually probably a true story, isn't it?
I've seen that on news.
Have you? Oh, well, I didn't look at it.
No, I don't. And then I was thinking any alternative to kid.
Right, so then hairstyles for thin hair, short bob hairstyles.
Balls.
That's all you've got.
What is this a question?
Well, I'm just saying these are my notifications on my phone that I get. So hairstyles for thin haired, short bob pelvis. Come and see what everyone's searching for.
The answer.
So how the fuck you can't look like a cunt during right
oh,
now.
Oh, you know it's the fucking answer.
And that's all I've got. Right, it's all down to you, bro.
Maybe I've got the fucking answer.
Maybe you've got all the fucking answers. Well, you're half bald.
I'm fucking half bald.
You are half
Loads
bald.
Of hair on, yeah, if it's on top of your head, it don't count.
If you were to cut anyway, your off, no, but if you were to cut your hair off in tiny little bits, you'd have enough hair to fill 1,000 heads.
What, me back and sides?
No, if you cut your hair off into like 1 millimeter pieces and stuck them onto 1,000 bald heads.
If I cut my hair off now, I could smack it out head with it and probably knock it out.
Do you know how long my hair is? Nobody knows how long my hair is because it's always tied up like this. It's super fucking long.
You know, I know how long your hair is. I know how long your hair is.
How long is it?
Purple.
Yeah, it is purple long. It's purple long, you're right.
Fucking cock. Got done last week.
What did you do?
Pulled up and went straight outside work. and there was a sign there, fine for parking. So I thought, that's fine for parking, isn't it?
Well, you'd think so.
And then I got a fine for parking.
Really?
Yeah. Bastards.
What is that, just stop? Have you not challenged it?
No.
What is happening?
Just, oh, fuck it. We decided where it's fine for parking.
What?
It was outside being killed. Only went in for some Jubilee clips, right? On some fucking orange and black pogo wearing thing. I want some Jubilee clips.
And a pogo and black, orange and black pogo wearing.
That's what they're wearing, isn't it? Black and orange fucking things in B&Q, isn't it?
Yeah, they do.
Excuse me, have you got any Jubilee clips? I says, no, but I've got some old footage of the coronation.
Oh, you fucking idiot. Oh, that's it. Why are you doing them kind of jokes?
Why not?
Nobody gives a fuck about the Queen. Except John.
All right. I had an invention then, right? 50 Shades of Shit. Coming in book.
Actually, there are probably more than 50 Shades of Shit, yeah.
You have like loads of brown pencils. All the range of browns. From like yellow.
So you've never had, exactly, you've never had a green shit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So you're going from yellow to black. Every shade of colour.
Are you doing white, really? Because dog shit is white.
Not in anymore.
Who said?
Since, right, official.
Yeah.
Since all dog food was made fit for human consumption,
there's no longer any white
dog shit has disappeared.
Well, so who the fuck round is feeding their dog non?
Well, they're either only eating bones or something fucking stupid in there. I don't know. Have you been down the corridor lately?
Wait a minute, I'm still stuck on shit.
White dog shit. Are you really stuck on white dog shit?
I thought white dog shit were brown shit that begged its own. It's not that.
No, it's not, because. Well, go out.
Well, do go out, but I don't start inspecting fucking dog shit.
Go out and just look at shits. Well, go in bins and open pool bags.
That's your suggestion.
Yeah. Fucking honest to God, right? Shit.
That's how you found out that white dog shits aren't common.
Oh, it's common fucking knowledge, man.
Is it really?
Human people can eat dog food. There's no deficiencies in it now.
But dogs can't eat human food.
Well, they do.
Not really.
Yes, they fucking do. Here's a little secret for you. Dookie had a piece of your bread.
No, if you'd have had a piece of bread, she'd have thrown off.
Nah, sure, when you're fucking talking bullshit. You all know that the dog
food... Talking bullshit, carry on.
The dog food market has come forward.
And thankfully, we are feeding them shit that makes them shit white.
Well, obviously, maybe people were making fucking pies out of dog food and feeding it to the mates as pranks.
But that would make human shit white. Just get on with what you're saying.
Oh, maybe some people had human shit that were white.
I'm sure you
maybe,
have.
Maybe somebody went to the bar and thought, fuck me, my shit's white.
I'm sure you have.
And they tested it and went, ah, that's dog food, that, mate.
I'm sure you have.
We need to fix that.
What have you got to say?
What have I got to say?
Stop scratching your beard.
Good old beard.
I were well prepared.
A bottle of brown sauce at the supermarket.
Did you? I don't like it.
HP.
Oh, that's the... I've had brown sauce twice in my life. It's absolutely gross.
I opened it, right? And then I noticed a thing on it said, do not use if seal is broken.
And you'd already... I broke it, a broken seal. So you can't use anymore?
Nah, I took it back.
I would know. Yeah. Fucking cheeky bastards.
Yeah. How do you live?
Don't use it. You break the seal and then it's no longer yours.
How do you fucking live?
Well, how do you live?
How do you live?
How do you live?
Well, you don't, but... We can talk to Alan Slashenack if you like. Unless you've got all else you want to talk about.
Do you know, I'm sick of that prick, but if you want to talk about him, it's quite alright. Oh, like I don't see him every day.
Right. Shall I bring him in?
If you want to bring it, alright.
Alan! Alan!
For God's sake.
Alan!
All day, every day.
Hey up there, are you alright?
I'm brilliant, Alan. I am.
Oh, good, that's
brilliant.
Nice to know, Tamsin. It's good, it's great to see you on your downtime.
Oh, yeah, it's not great to see you. This is not okay, but all carry right. on.
You don't have to be a cunt about it.
No, I don't, but I spend enough time with you when I'm not at work. When I am at work.
All right, you cunt.
Well, I don't think it's appropriate to call your employees a cunt, but it's all right, it's all right.
Anyway, I'm only here because I think you're a right good worker.
And so I'm you've come to praise me?
In a way, you know, you just get on with what you're doing, right?
Do what I do. I put up with so much shit, Alan. So much shit.
Well, you know what? I don't know how to take it because sometimes I don't know you're even there. But then, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because I don't know you're there because you're on with your job. Or just you're that good at your job, you just...
I cause you no problems.
Exactly.
I cause you no problems, Alan.
Anyway.
So, we've been having some problems, haven't we?
Oh, have you?
Yeah, we have.
Fill me in.
So, when that woman came under the week and I said, listen, lady, it's COVID-19. She came in.
COVID-19. What a bastard.
I know. I don't want to dwell on it. I do not want to dwell on it. But she came in and I said, can I ask you what you're here for today, madam? And she went, I don't know yet. I said, well, you can't come into browse, I'm afraid, because obviously we need to limit people that are in. She went, have you got any lemons and limes?
Lemons and fucking limes in her fucking butchers.
That's what I thought.
What a that fucking dick. Thought.
What an absolute knob.
So, what did you do, Tamsin? Did you fucking kick a straight at her? Or did you boot her
in? I didn't even let her in. She said to me, have you got any lemons and limes? I paused. I went, are you joking? Are you joking?
Joking, go away.
No!
Oh, I said, do you like brown?
Get yourself to greengrocers.
Greengrocers?
What if they're up and like...
Lemons and limes. Lemons and limes in
greengrocers. Lemons and limes.
Do they know them in greengrocers?
Well, I don't know. I'm too not busy them. Working in fucking butchers, aren't I?
A good employee of mine that should have kicked her in cunt. I would have said.
Is that what you'd recommend next time, boss?
It's in contract.
All right, that's all right then. Happy days. Happy days.
Anyway.
I'll kick that lemon and lime cunt in the cunt.
So how did that do with stripping ducks?
Stripping ducks?
Are they on weight?
I'm always on weight, boss.
Pulling feathers out and taking beak off
and
that.
I don't really like pulling feathers out.
Don't
I? I like de-beaking.
What about pulling gut out?
Well, I thought you liked doing that, boss.
No, you know, it's quite a difficult task.
It is difficult. I like de-beaking, but I'm not a de-gutter.
Don't interrupt you, boss. Oh, I've got to go out and collect all these meats. What about venison, eh? Is that your favourite, or...?
To eat or to chop up?
To muck about with, take legs off and...
Oh, I actually quite like that. That's big and meaty. I like a big cleaver and slashing bits off and that. Slashing axe.
You like a good slashing axe?
I like a good slashing.
You like a good slashing axe. Yeah. You like gutting?
I'm not bothered about insides. I like chopping outsides.
You're not into gutting?
No.
What about skinning?
I think I'd really like that. That's really good. I like skinning.
What about killing? I think you're a killer.
You think I'm a killer?
You know.
If it came between death... Actually, there's no fucking about.
You know
I'd
what?
Kill
I'm going to let you into a little bit of secret here.
Go on, right. Tell me. Tell me, Alan.
Where do you think our meat comes from for Alan's slashing that proprietor's butcher's comes from?
Does someone kill it?
somebody collects it. Oh. It once was alive, then it was dead.
No way.
Then it was in the fridge.
No way. No, I don't believe you. I thought that it just like got delivered.
Do I want to come hunting and find it with me?
I thought it just got delivered. Is every single bit killed by someone?
I want an actual animal one day in its time.
You're telling me.
Breathing, making noise.
You're telling me we just don't get it delivered. And I just chop it up. And it just doesn't come like that. You're telling me everything you've taught me is a lie.
No, it didn't.
Up until now.
That can be part of the game. That can come out. You're that can being come honest out hunting. You know what? Sometimes shops
Alan, do you think I've got it in me to hunt?
I think that'd be a shield maiden.
Really?
I do.
Oh, Alan.
That can wield a sword and a shield and come out and kill someone.
Do you know what?
Down on.
My brother Scott will be jealous.
He won't.
If he thinks I'm a shield maiden and he's a fucking no one digging up roads. Why is he a
bastard and all?
I'm not telling you because you'll want him.
Coming in. Some bastards are coming in.
Some bastards are coming in.
I'm going to tell you the right difficult story then about when I want to hunt. You better
fucking sharpen up.
Right. Anyway, got my shield maiden's heart. You know Alan, cleaner, and Deborah.
You don't have to be a cooker.
Deborah's a shield maiden, Alan's an archer. Right, we went out on his long ship down at River Calder. Where we went down sailing, catching ducks. I got a contract with Chinese butcher Buffy.
Right? What the fuck is happening? Okay.
Got a contract with Chinese Buffy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm on, catch I'm all on, ducks, I'm on, get I'm
them.
On. Yeah.
Bring them all catch a duck.
Go, little fuckers.
Skin it. Anyway. Troubled waters that never
Troubled waters. Oh, I've been in them once upon a time.
They've never been on darker seas. Right. I took my long trip down. That scourge of the fucking ocean, right? Terence von Finlay with his scurvy dads.
Oh?
Turns up pirate at River Calder, isn't he? Famous.
Oh?
That famous pirate.
From River Calder. What's his name again?
Sails up from down River Calder. Terence von Finlay. As a pirate boat with a rainbow flag on it.
I don't...
I think it might be here, you know.
From the fucking depths of the
earth. From depths of ocean. Anyway, I got contract with Chinese Buffy to catch all ducks out at river. Anyway.
Yeah.
They'll take as many as I want off me hands.
Yeah.
100, 200, 300.
All right. Calm down. Tell me the story.
Seven.
You're getting a lot of ducks.
Even seven.
Even seven, yeah,
all right. Anyway, I'm catching ducks off at River Calder and I'm on my long boat. Cleaners are there rowing, row. And we seize this boat here with rainbow flag. It's Terence von Finlay with scurvy pirates. Pulls dead parallel in front of us. We can't pass this part of the river. And he runs down gangplank in his rubber pants and says, "Stop! They can't keep nicking ducks off at River Calder. You fat bastard."
What a hero.
Yeah.
What a hero.
Well,
he's saving ducks. You're a bad man.
Cares for the fucking...
It's like a vegan.
Yeah, like a vegan pirate. Says, "Fuck you, pirate. I'm checking them. I'm having them. I'm going to pull feathers off them. I'm going to gut them. And I'm going to sell them."
So he's not a vegan?
No, that's me.
Oh, right.
Telling him what I'm going to have him.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then...
And he comes along.
Terence's right-hand man, Brian... He's
rescuing him.
No. Oh. Terence is on the end of the gangplank. And his right-hand man, Brian Arneville, comes running down the gangplank and says, "We are pirates, we are gay. We're going to spoil your fucking day. Put them ducks away, you bastards."
Yay! Right. Woo!
Fuck off, Brian, you cunt. They're mine.
You're not very nice.
What? Oh, why am I not nice? Anyway.
Because you're not. Because these people are trying to save these ducks and you're a murderer.
Anyway, the whole commotion fucking scared the fucking ducks. Scared my crew and all that. And the ducks just fucked off.
Commiserations. So,
these are the fucking scourge of the fucking River
Calder. So we've got these heroes on the River Calder.
Yeah, we have to turn around and Terrence fuck off, like.
Von Findlay and Brian Von Gagley. What is that what we've got?
Sorry, my voice went off there. I have to turn around and fuck off, because them fucking pirates fucking nicked all my ducks.
You're telling me.
So I had to turn my longboat round.
Alan.
My big pirate Viking boat, I had to turn it round up River Calder. It was a fucking 84-point manoeuvre to get a longboat.
Wait.
I ever tried to turn a longboat round it River Calder.
Calm down. Listen. Listen. Hey. Alan, stop it. So you're telling me that we're ending this podcast on a cliffhanger because Alan Slashenax has met Terence Von Findlay and Brian Von Gailey.
No.
Or whatever the fuck his name is.
It was. Hello, I'm Terence Von Findlay. And then his side.
Brian Von, whatever the fuck it is.
Hiya, Brian Arneville. We are pirates, we are gay, we're gonna spoil your fucking day.
So.
You know what? The pair of bastards, they fucking did spoil me day. The fucking cunts. I must have had 48
Alan.
Ducks on my fucking boat.
All right, Alan.
All for Chinese buffet on Trinity Walk. Well, I had a contract. They were going to take 40 fucking eight. All them 48 ducks off of me.
Calm down, all Alan. Of them. Calm down. So and you're telling me that right
bastards.
Now... This story can continue, but right now I can see that you're clearly upset and I don't want to continue this any further. This Terry Von Findlay and this Brian...
Arneville. Bastard.
Do you know what? We don't care right now.
Fuck them.
Let's call this podcast short because you're clearly upset.
Okay. Right, I'm off then. Bye.
Oh, as simple as that.
All right, see you, Alan. Fucking hell. What the fuck's happening?
Bye, Alan. All right.
Yeah. You know what? It sounded like me for a bit in the middle of his conversation then, didn't it?
Do you know, I think you got
when
so
he lost
upset.
His shit, yeah.
You got so upset.
He actually took my advice.
Welcome back, brother. I've had to put up with that fucking dickhead for like 30 minutes or something. Do you know what? He's got issues, that guy.
He's been in
trouble.
Proper
got issues.
Yeah.
Proper got issues. But he's got
you've got a career as a shield maiden, though, haven't you? Yeah.
Apparently so.
Ooh.
But he's got an interesting story to tell. And I'm willing. Yeah. I'll be a shield maiden for his stories. Absolutely. No problems. But, do you know what? Not going to milk it.
No, we're back anyway. You know, we've been in lockdown.
We've been a long time unheard. And I'm sure everybody's pining. Absolutely fucking pining for us.
We're safe. Stay safe.
And then all those slashing acts walks in a fucking steel show. But anyway, you know... Got plenty to say, but if anybody's got anything else that they'd like
to
say...
Well, we don't need to talk about being in lockdown on a coronavirus, because...
What I said is, we've got plenty to say, and if anybody else has got anything...
I've got a game.
Right.
Let's talk about the game.
Are we doing that before we sign out?
Next week, we've got to do... Would I Lie To, where you'll make three facts.
Oh, yes.
One's true.
Like this game.
Two or false.
Yes, right. We'll play that.
One is true, two or false.
But this is might be too easy with us being sibs.
Right. No.
Assuming we meet each other 2 metres away in a field.
You can delve the whole world for your facts. It don't matter.
Yeah, but you've got to assume that we're going to bump into each other again. 2 metres apart, in a field, randomly, like we did today. Anyway, we're in the middle of COVID-19. This is a secret message to all those people out there that have not died of COVID-19, and I'm really happy that you didn't. What are you doing? I don't know what I'm doing. But we're sending out a secret message. If any of you survived, we're living at 333-999-666 Special Street.
If you were a fridge magnet, what shape would you be?
Hexagonal.
Why?
Why not? What shape would you be?
What picture would I have?
What picture would I have?
I'd be a man.
I'd have a picture of Rey Mysterio.
What's that?
A wrestler.
Rainbow Stereo.
Rey Mysterio. Don't be silly.
Who the fuck's Rainbow Stereo?
What? I'm trying to fucking sign off.
What's Rainbow Stereo?
Oh my god.
Right, bye. Bye, see you next time.
Wait a minute. No, the theme tune.
The LH theme tune.
Alice Lashenak signing off.
See
you there. Rey Mysterio. Rey, what did you call him?
Rainbow Stereo.
Rainbow Stereo signing off. Ba 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 ba.